Hello, folks. This is the Ontolaw Community Event Planning Session. It's Thursday, June 13th, 2013. Peter Yim and I will go through the slides and kind of present our ideas for the planning and invite your participation in the discussion about future events that Ontolaw could support. Second slide. What's Ontolog? Ontolog, it's also known as Ontolog Forum, is really an open, international, and virtual community of practice. We seek to advance the field in a spectrum of technologies, but focused on ontology, ontological engineering, and semantic technology. And we advocate their adoption into both mainstream applications and international standards. We have a pointer below to our charter, and we've been around for now 11 years. Next slide, three. Well, what defines Ontolog? The people, obviously. We have a number of forums and another number of activities, events, and we count on membership to be passionate, open, generous, and active. We really thrive in this collaborative work environment set up by Peter, and we've had a number of activities and initiatives. So the Ontolog Forum discussions, which sometimes get very lively and sometimes get very off track, but are still interesting. Our advocacies, such as national healthcare response that we've provided in the past for the federal government healthcare record initiative, ontology-based standards, and so forth. We also have, of course, the invited speakers, virtual panels, mini-series, ranges from, you know, UBL days, unified business language, to on database ontologies, to earth science and ontologies, and many more. Collaboratively organized programs, initiatives, of course, the ontology summits are the biggest, but we have a number of other ones that have taken place in the past, and we hope to have more. We've had a number of projects, initiatives, Open Ontology Repository, POMOS, which is a unit of measure activity, and the Ontolog, of course, Purple Semantic Media Wiki. We support and co-locate with a number of people and organizations, so International Association for Ontologies and its applications, Spatial Community of Practice, etc., Onto IOP, and, of course, Common Logic Revision. So, and, of course, it also is the body of knowledge that we've built since the community has been active, which is all archived. Next slide is four. Just some points about what we'll be doing and not doing today. What we want to do is to gauge what's important to the membership and your representatives of the membership, what's hot and what's of interest to the community. We invite your input for at least, I would say, through October, November. This planning session is kind of that's the horizon at this point. A little more before we get into Ontology Summit. It's a chance to identify these good topics and speakers, and I think we have some folks here who would like to volunteer, in fact. And, you know, kind of looking at new programs, potential mini-series, initiatives, activities, etc. Maybe elaborate some aspects of existing things that we've done in the past or are doing now. It's really not an Ontology Summit brainstorm session, so we had a kind of post-mortem, and now this is really Ontolog planning. the Ontology Summit. We're going to start earlier this year, but what we're doing today is not that. And we want to see really who's willing to devote energy, champion sessions, ideas, initiatives, series perhaps for the community. And obviously what we'd like to do is tie down the calendar for our Thursday slots for events. Next slide, five. So what we want to do here is really kind of brainstorm on what we can do. So it could be everything from, you know, follow-up activities to things that have already occurred, or things that we're doing now that we want to elaborate, potential topics of interest to the community, and, of course, new programs, maybe annual events, mini-series, initiatives. The Ontology Summit is an annual event, and it is intensive. Maybe we want more. Next slide. Six. No. Seven. And then, of course, what we want to do is narrow down on specific plans. So specific initiatives, who are the folks to collaborate with, and who will champion these things, the mini-series topics. You know, really what we want to do is find out who is interested and passionate enough about the suggestions that come up today to lead, in a sense, as a champion, lead the effort. And then, of course, nail down scheduling dates and events. Okay, thank you. Let's begin the discussion, I guess.
Yes. Right, so everyone is unmuted. So I guess the same routine. I'll go back to slide number six now, which is the first part, the brainstorm part. I guess we could roughly divide the discussion into two segments. The first segment is a brainstorm segment where we could look at, I mean, what are the activities, what are the topics, what is of interest in, and have people express ideas. Of course, there are already some ideas that we have talked about, and if you go on the agenda page, purple number 3, T-U-Z, as in zero, for 3TV0. Yeah, 3TV0 would probably just a little bit more. There's already a laundry list of things that have floated around, some for quite a while, actually. Others have been brought up. But essentially, as Leo explained, we are not brainstorming for what's a good next topic for the Ontology Summit. In fact, this is what could we be doing outside of the Ontology Summit if the Ontology Summit is blocking out like 3 or 4 or maybe more months. Then, on one single topic, then this is, I mean, everything else and everything else that's hot and people want to talk about, hear about, that is not the Ontology Summit. This is also a chance for us to coordinate activities with some of the partner initiatives. I mean, whether it be OOR or IAOA or ontology-based standards and so on. As long as, I mean, people think the Thursday event slot does present a value and a leverage, because the Thursday event slot is a key asset to our community, because a lot of the community members have carved out that day so that they could attend some Thursday event that they don't even know about quite yet, but in short notice. I mean, usually, I mean, we've had opportunities that we announce the event on a Monday or even Tuesday and still get like 30 or 40 people by Thursday. And that's a good platform. So we want to announce the event maybe at least a couple of weeks early, give people another reminder a few days early and so on. That's why we need planning. We used to do this a lot more often when we got started back in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. We meet every month on planning. In 2006, we did a lot more. The last planning session we had actually was in 2008, and then we stopped planning because things just came so naturally. But now, I guess, with the summit being a lot more successful than our imaginations, and the mailing list discussions sometimes reduced to like armchair philosophic discussions. Leo and I thought, I mean, we might want an opportunity to review what defines us and what the community really wants in terms of scheduling our activities. So that's where we are. So again, as usual, click on the hand button now so that we can line people up for to sort of express their views. And then everyone who has something to say, please document what you said, or maybe document it before you say it so that it stays on record, because it's much easier to parse the chat transcript later than if it is buried in the audio recording. So it's still archived, but whoever is sort of rolling up the plans would have a slightly easier day. So discussion begins now. And Schneider is first. Todd, you're
great. I was just looking through that list of suggestions on today's meeting page, and one thought I'd mentioned in passing before, but would appear to be an amalgamation of several of the ideas listed there, is going back and mining the Ontolog Forum email. Now, I view that as the amalgamation of ontology creation, a linked open data, and not big data, but something like that, and also parts of providing a basis for the Book of Knowledge or knowledge repository that would be more accessible.
Todd, if I may answer you, that list actually was already mined out of previous discussions, email exchanges. I mean, actually, they are using reference, for example, on the smart content, the smart textbook. That was one exchange on the Ontolog forum and so on. And some of the ideas, like reasoning over LOD cloud, was another thing that was discussed earlier. So those are already mined. So that's number one. And the other thing about body of knowledge, what I generally refer to the body of knowledge of Ontolog is everything that's captured because we had the session, because we have recorded them, because people turned in slides, because we uploaded it to the repository. So I just wanted to make sure we are talking about, when you say book of knowledge, you could be talking about another project at IAOA that's doing, let's say, handbook or textbook, right?
Could someone please be quiet out there or go on mute on your end? Jack. Okay, Peter, so okay. I probably used the wrong term when I said book of knowledge. Body of knowledge was the correct term. So I guess one of the issues is I and not that familiar with some of the items you mentioned because so much goes by and I don't have time to read it all. But that was just one notion.
Great, great. So that is already a laundry list mined from previous discussions, sessions, mailing lists, and so on. I'm sure I have missed some, so by all means, post more ideas onto the chat as they come. I mean, this is brainstorming, so there's no bad idea, and everything would have equal footing, at least for this segment. On the next segment, then we'll window down to what makes it into the events plan. So, Steve.
Yeah, so I've written my idea on the chat, but basically not a novel idea, but something we haven't done for a while is a good old classical, you know, seminar series. Not insisting on one every Thursday by any means, but when we have some, you know, Nobel laureate style person that becomes available to us, you know, having that person address the forum. People, I don't know, maybe like the CIO of the United States government, or, you know, we could have a pre-Von Siri, if that's possible, things like that. So, you know, the big kind of people you really want to, you know, go hear.
Indeed, Steve. I mean, that's generally sort of, if it's a single person, that generally falls under what we call the Ontolog Invited Speaker series. I mean, there's actually a series. I mean, it's not really a series, but random events that, or ad hoc events that we put up. On our laundry list, there's actually already two or three. There is one that's referred to as on T3TTI, the smart content, but it's a concrete example of that. That's the Aura smart textbook, which was a SRI Vulcan project, which we are going to invite Vinay Chowdhury of SRI to present on, and that's actually going to happen within the next few weeks. We talked about it for a long time, for months, if not over a year. But finally, Vinay is around to give that talk. That is one. And on the FIBO Technology Summit, I ran into Benjamin Grossoff, whom we talked about, I mean, when he was showing me Silk back when ISWIC was in Washington, D.C. And since then, I mean, I've wanted to mount a session on Silk, and they've gone on and developed a lot more work under RuLock, Flora 2, and so on. And so Benjamin is one of the people that I'm looking forward to bring over, and that too is happening within a few weeks. And Harold Bowley is with us today, and he is, I mean, in parallel along the line of the rules people, had an initiative under Greylock that he probably will tell us a little bit about, and we hope we can schedule those in. So these are that sort of along that line of ideas. Yes, definitely. Yeah, the great idea, Steve.
Okay.
And so, I mean, with Steve's prompt, if people have sort of speakers that or topics that they can think of that they could manage. I mean, if you can invite President Obama to speak, I mean, even if he may not be specifically talking about ontology, it might be of interest. I mean, so if you could manage that, I mean, post that as a proposal. And then that would be great. No, not Steve, but everyone, including Steve, I mean, everyone else, please. Leo.
Yes, you mentioned our the smart textbook. I mean, another potential connection here is with IAOA. We've had this outstanding education committee request and effort for a kind of handbook for ontologies and about ontology. It's really not gone very far, but it may be a case where there's some, you know, synergy between that the ARA effort and the IAOA, you know, book effort, textbook effort.
Yes, that would be wonderful. So maybe Leo, you should document that on the chat. And yes, I mean, I remember when ORA was first presented, I mean, they really got a lot of attention. I mean, all the way from publishers to the people in the Office of Science and Technology Policy. So I mean, this is big. So if I mean, Vinay, who I believe is an IAOA member, I mean, starts participating in that textbook effort. I mean, that would be wonderful. So, is that all, Leo? Or, okay.
Yeah,
Michael.
Sorry. Yeah, just to follow up on Leo's point. I mean, it'd be good to have like a brainstorming session for this idea of an ontology textbook in terms of topics that people would want to see covered in such a book. Identifying, as you say, champions who would be, interested in participating in more depth. So yeah, that'd be interesting to have a brainstorming session for the IAOA Education Committee work.
Wow, sorry, Michael. So by having a session, you mean carving one out one of the Thursdays to have people chime in?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, I mean, just following up on Leo's idea, that one way to make it happen would be to have, like a one or two brainstorming sessions where people are kind of, discussing again, like the breadth of the content, what people would want to see there and those sort of ideas. And it'd be good to have a community like all of Ontolog kind of contributing towards that.
Sounds good. So I will be announcing the date for the ORA session. Vinay is traveling, but he promises he'll pin down a date for me like today or tomorrow. So when I announce that, I'll give you a little bit of notice. Maybe you can get the IAOA people, especially their textbook people, to come join. And
well,
then,
but
I know it's different, but from there we could also sort of spin, sort of switch to a next session, on the discussion. Sure, your call.
Yeah, it's a bit different in terms of content, but
okay.
No, we can talk about that too.
Yes. Reminder, everyone who speaks, please try to capture what you talked about onto the chat. Todd.
I typed a question in the chat box. What outcomes do we expect today from these discussions? Any specifics or just narrowing things down or what?
The specifics are on slide 7. I mean, the very specific thing is the last bullet on slide 7, which is scheduling dates and event plans. And as Leo was saying, we want to cover the immediate and medium term future and effectively what is between now and, I guess, the next ontology summit, so covering us up to maybe November or so, because by December, things would start to get hot in terms of the ontology summit, if not earlier. So we want to plan a few months, maybe, and then we end up agreeing among ourselves that we should all take a break in August or half of July and August, we don't plan anything. But I mean, those are the things that would come out as the outcome. So we actually want to look at all the Thursdays and have something filled in, or at least some tentative plan. Maybe someone like yourself or Amanda or Michael would have blocked out a few Thursdays, and then you go off and say, I mean, these are the three things I would be planning to do, but I don't exactly know which ones yet. So the most sought after asset would be the Thursday slots. I mean, interestingly enough, although sometimes we seem to have difficulty filling them, but when people are out to plan things, conflicts and overlaps and people's availability always boil down to what Thursday is available and what people are available on those Thursdays. So by blocking them out early, it actually makes a lot more sense. I mean, it helps the planning and helps to get the event mounted a lot easier. So that's my feeling.
Okay, well then, do we first want to agree that we're going to block out August?
This is brainstorm. I mean, if that's one proposal of yours, I mean, floating.
Well, no. You suggested it, and given that the Europeans are very civilized and sort of go away for August, it seems like a reasonable thing to do. I'll still be working, so I don't know about everyone else.
Okay.
But, you know, if the goal is to fill in the dates between now and December, it might be helpful to have an idea of how many dates there are to fill in.
Absolutely. But maybe we should defer that to the next segment, because the next segment actually is tying down dates. This is the segment for brainstorming, which essentially is, I mean, what activities, what topics, what speakers do we want to invite over, who are we coordinating with? I mean, let's say OOR or IAOA or Amanda's ontology for ontology evaluation that she still will be driving in or ontology-based standards. I mean, just off my head, I mean, we already have a lot of things to fill. Let's get all those ideas at least in one place first, and then we'll go to the next segment of the discussion and try to assign dates and champions to them, if we could. Does that work, Todd?
Oh, sorry. Yes, Peter. Yep. I just didn't see a clear agenda on the slides.
I beg your pardon?
I didn't see a clear agenda on the slides, and the slide 7 just says discussion, and then I suggest, or I interpreted that saying we're going to discuss scheduling or things.
Right.
As opposed to defining them. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we are on discussion 1. Slide 7 will be discussion 2, which is sort of the discussion to boil things down. Sorry for the slides. Amanda.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I actually would love to do an ontology of ontology evaluation series, sort of focusing on different aspects of it each time. But that scheduling for me right now, scheduling and commitment is very difficult because I'm juggling a bunch of work possibilities and over probably the next couple of weeks to see what might become a reality and play out. I really don't know what my future schedule and commitment level are going to be.
Would it be useful, Amanda, to consider something like September?
Or to consider it. I think it's the kind of thing that could be, you know, spaced out with a few, you know, they wouldn't necessarily have to be all in a burst. It could be, you know, spread out between other things or something. But I don't know right now whether I might be locked up next week. I don't know that. Right.
Yeah,
now,
just
so.
to let people know how we do mini series. There have been I'll give examples. There have been ones that use like a few contiguous Thursdays. A very successful one, actually up to now the most well attended one was the series Ian Horrocks gave on sort of around owl two. So he did a first lecture as an in invited speaker whereby he told us some of the work he's doing, and usually with invited speakers, my guideline to them is give us half that session on your signature talk and half session on your state of the art, hopefully unpublished, things that would wow people. And then he started that with the first session, and then the second session he went through the owl 2 specification in detail. And the third session, he chaired a panel of all other people that are working around owl 2 then. I mean, people who were writing reasoners, who were people who had applications to show, and so on. And that series was extremely successful. That is one type. The other series, like Database and Ontology, Earth Science Ontolog, those series sort of took a slightly longer time, like 4 months, 6 months. Sometimes I think Database and Ontology stretch out for a whole year, whereby you take like one Thursday every month and continue to go deeper and deeper into the series. Unlike Ontology Summit, which sort of pick one topic and squash it into 3 months, that kind of mini series picks one topic and spread it out and consistently sort of drill deeper and deeper into the topic. So that's another model people could consider, especially if you're planning to champion some sort of activity around that model.
Hmm.
So sorry to interrupt you, Amanda. So,
no.
So are you thinking more of a series to complete what you started, or you think, I mean, there are a deeper, started for the summit, last summit, to get that ontology done, thinking of sort of
drilling deeper into the various areas and maybe getting more sort of focused bursts of input and review of sort of particular sort of modules within it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think by the time we'd finished even the communique, we were already in some areas we'd gone deeper in the ontology evaluation, but in some areas we'd already passed what we had tried to capture from the summit. So I think it makes sense to do sort of the focused, deeper look at various pieces of it, sort of start with what we've got, and it would also give structure to the sort of the path to completing a releasable draft. But maybe the thing to do is that I should sort of sketch out what I think that series might look like, and then share it, and without being able to schedule it quite yet.
Okay, when we come to schedules, then we'll look at it more concretely. I mean, again, Thursday slots are actually a scarce resource. So by then, we'll fight over who gets carved out Thursday slots.
Right.
Okay. Any more hands? If not, maybe I'll go down the list. I assume people are here because there is something that interests them. So I will go down the list through people who have not spoken yet and see what they wanted to say. Harold?
Well, many of the proposals that we have made are perfectly fine with me. Working towards standards, including in WCC, the next RDF and so on, next rule language, that would be particularly interesting to me.
Sounds good. So you suggested a post about Greylock. Maybe could you tell us a little bit more and what you have in mind there?
Yes. So Greylock is an integration of visualizations that can be done for ontologies and for rules. So I brought those together with a group of other colleagues, mostly from the RuleML community. So it covers both description logics and horn logics. I say horn logics because some syntactic variants like F-logic would be included, where you have slotted arguments, not positional. So all of these modeling styles that we find in ontology languages can be visualized, and Greylock tries to systematically bring those together using generalized graphs, which will be mapped to logic.
That sounds very interesting, and especially, Steve was running a session during the FIBO panel, Steve Ray, on visualization in general. So this is definitely one instance of that. Maybe between you and Steve, we could do a panel session or maybe a small series of things around visualization. I mean, visualization has always been an interesting topic.
I will say that, just jump in on that, this is Steve. I'm still kind of wondering why Dennis Lusnowski asked me to do visualization, because it's not an area I do research in. So I'm actually not at all an authority on that. Although I'm happy to share what we collected during that session and hand it over. But it's not where I'm going with my own work.
All right. But then at least one of the authorities is here, Harold, since you've been working on that. So that definitely is one topic we could pursue, either as a sort of standalone Greylock talk, or if there's enough other people are interested, stretch that out to something that covers the broader spectrum of ontology visualization.
Right. And there's a difference between some visualization for information of any kind, maybe with color coding and so on, for big data and so on, and on the other hand, some graph theoretical basis. And I have been focusing on directed label graphs, which are also underlying RDF, directed label graphs, but then see how to generalize them. False graphs only connect a pair of nodes, but you can have hypergraphs that connect N nodes. You can have internal structure, like recursive graphs embedded into nodes, and so on. So that can be quite helpful for getting compositionality, that you can have a syntax for your ontology language using a graph theoretic foundation.
Sounds great. So every now and then I go back to the charter or to our sort of mission statement and make sure, of course, we are not W3C. W3C's focus is on the semantic web I mean, our book is on sort of ontology. I mean, they would look at ontology as one of the technology that would feed into what they want to do in semantic web. And we look at ontology, I mean, we have a sort of ontology-centric perspective, and so we look at, for example, semantic web as one of the applications where ontology could help. So sounds great. Thank you, Harold. So Hansen has his hands
up. I'm back. A comment on the visualization. My research is basically concerned with embedding modeling languages such as UML and SysML in logical languages. And one aspect of that is when you do this, then you get fundamentally the modeling language give you graph theoretic visualizations. Obviously there are all kinds of visualizations. So that's one area that I'm interested in. People can build fairly complex things in the modeling languages exactly because they have the nice visual syntax.
Fantastic. So since you're here and you were sort of one of the central people when we talked about ontologies and systems, so you have like systems perspective that you want to bring to the table, talks, mini-series, continuation of the initiative you started after the 2011 summit and so on. You care to maybe talk a little bit about those, Jensen?
Well, I'm certainly still very much interested in those kinds of things, and if there were interest elsewhere, I would certainly rev up and take a more lead role in various of those things. One other thing that might be relevant here is in my role or capacity with the engineering community in COSI with MVSE and so on, I'm very much looking for real evidence in the engineering community of use of ontology. I mean, more than just the throwing around the word, but with some real way of backing this up. And that obviously, I think, is relevant to this community as well.
Right. I'm glad you said that. I mean, that actually is our mandate. If you go back to the charter, we're supposed to
right.
do something practical, and then we're not supposed to be philosophers. Actually, when we first started, I mean, for those who know the history, we spun off from UPL. The first mailing list was called UPL Ontolog. And then, because UPL, which is the Universal Business Language, has a different calendar and agenda from Ontolog, we spun off. At that time, we worked with John Bozek, who was chair of UPL and supported sort of the UPL Ontolog effort as well as the spun-off. He just say, as long as it's something practical, that would be good. And this is important. John Bozek actually has a philosophy degree. And when he says that, I mean, I listen carefully. And so time and again, I have been hoping that we could sort of get down to really get our hands dirty, do something tangible, and get real applications in place. Actually, I was very hopeful that after 2011, after the ontology for big systems, which gives us a chance to reach out to the systems engineering community, then we will follow it up with really working with the system engineers, maybe working with software engineers to develop applications and move the entire Ontolog Forum activities more and more towards tangible applications. we didn't quite develop that direction very much since 2011. So this is definitely some direction that I would hope we could move towards. And actually, actually, 2012 summit. I shouldn't say it didn't move. 2012 summit. No, 2013 summit did well in terms of having a hackathon program within that summit, and that actually got our hands dirty some. But not in, of course, just around a very specific theme. So it is about time maybe we can take that direction. So Hanson, if you could capture that into the chat as a sort of key direction when we come down to tying down dates and programs, then we could look at it again.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Steve.
Sorry, I had to unmute. I was just thinking freely here, and I've always missed the fact that if any of you have seen that famous cloud of linked open data circles of things that make their data available, that is out there, that Richard Siganiak produced, and it kind of stopped being updated in September 2011. I was thinking that would be a good sort of a community effort to kind of bring that up to date and see why he stopped, and see if we could, maybe not pictorially, because probably there are too many sources now, but somehow have some kind of a lookup of all the places one could get either data, either via Sparkle endpoints or other kinds of things, you know, JSON queries or whatever. So it's something I get a lot of mileage out when revealing to people who had no idea what I'm talking about when I say linked open data. And it opens a lot of eyes.
Sounds good, except that, I mean, personally, I still sort of associate linked open data efforts more towards like the semantic web W3C efforts more so than ontology or ontolog forum type efforts. I mean,
well,
where
no.
Ontolog forum might come in is if we do reasoning over LOD and we need to really do better with, I mean, converting ad hoc vocabularies into more properly defined ontologies. I mean, that's where we see us coming in. But again, I mean, this is brainstorming. Your idea is as good as any other.
Well, and also, of course, you can do inferencing from LOD data. And don't forget, we have What is an Ontology Summit, which said it's the whole spectrum of things along multiple dimensions. So I think we're trying to be inclusive.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. No, I'm just saying, I mean, who sort of champions or owns those specific activities? I mean, if it's already claimed, I mean, if W3C owns LOD activities in a sense, then maybe it's not our place to start, it's an ontology component that we're initializing. I mean, that's just a thought, random thought.
Yeah, I see your point, although obviously no one's doing anything about it since September 2011, but valid point.
Leo.
I think linked open data would be a good topic. I mean, we have a number of people that participate in that. And it's, typically those are very active lists, under, you know, semantic web or linked open data, distribution lists. So Kingsley, Idahan, for example, among others. So I think it would be a good topic. I mean, I think open data, you know, some of the folks address mostly RDF, but then they get into, you know, the next step or an early step is ontologies, maybe lightweight to begin with. But, you know, we'd like to have a collaboration with them and, you know, let the membership know about some of these topics.
Yes, indeed. And I guess either at the summit postmortem or maybe even earlier, I mean, the notion of reasoning over the LOD cloud has been floated. And that doesn't, I mean, I would think, I mean, that would be a great thing to continue to pursue. And Amanda says, I can speak to the LOC. What is LOC?
Sorry, I thought, I can't make my hand go down. I thought I heard Steve say something about, you know, if other people are covering some of the linked open data stuff, such as LOC, and we should stay out of it. Maybe I misunderstood that, or it was...
That was Peter. That was Peter talking.
That was Peter?
Okay. No, I was saying, I mean, pure LOD, like, I mean, why aren't the LOD cloud being updated? I mean, that's
right.
Sort of like not our jurisdiction. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. But if it's like reasoning over LOD cloud, I mean, that's
okay.
Definitely forward.
Sorry, I
why aren't the LOD cloud diagram being updated? I mean, that's almost not
well,
like the need to ask.
Okay. So
yeah,
no,
but I'm just thinking. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not the, that's, I thought you were saying something about LOC as in Library of Congress, which is a big player in LOD, but not.
Oh, really?
Not effectively right now that there is a total crisis of direction at LOC, where all the people who have the experience and knowledge about semantics and linked open data and so forth are in one sub-organizational pocket, and the people who are working on BibFrame, those who are at SAMCheck will have heard talk, and who are putting out proposals for linked open data-oriented replacements for the MARC catalog entries have no idea what they're doing. I mean, to the extent that they think they can say that they're using RDF while saying they don't have to use RDF primitives in ways that the spec says, well, that's not what I mean by that. So their idea of publishing things in a standard has nothing to do, it would do the opposite of making it interoperable. But that's a different issue. But in terms of the LOD, there was a lot of conversation about the LOD cloud particularly the first main day of SEMTech in San Francisco. And the main reason it's not being updated is because it's now so out of scale. There's no functional way to update it such that you could look at it. But that itself is being talked about. It's all the discussions of web schemas that happened at SEMTech, including, you know, both there was, you know, there was a web schemas panel, but there are also many separate, including keynote talks about particular efforts. These were really linked open data talks, and it was huge, and they were extremely interesting and a lot more semantic than they looked. If you just, and people are going back. Backpedaling from OWL to RDF because they want more room to do things that OWL doesn't let them do semantically. So, very interesting stuff. End of spiel.
Well, I'll just follow on that, Amanda. That's the kind of thing that opens up the possibilities of heck, an ontology of linked open data sources or something. You know, I mean, I don't know who would maintain such a thing, although maybe Richard would. I agree, it's not amenable anymore to a diagram the way it used to be, but some way of finding this stuff, everyone talks about all this linked open data, and short of, you know, doing Google searches, maybe there's a better way.
Yeah, I actually think that the Wikidata stuff would be the most natural home, but... Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw Pathetra. If you can join us on the chat, because there's a lot going on the chat to Pathetra.
Okay, thanks.
So looking down the list, Amanda, you are about the only person who was at Samtech. I know Steve and I were there, but we were both just at the cycle thing. So
right.
So tell us a little more and sort of give us some guidance on what makes sense for us to do, given territorial claims or areas that already a lot of people, sort of usual suspects, are already doing a lot of work on. I mean, we probably either try to get them to become Ontolog members, or we try to do something else that could create impact rather than sort of try to reinvent those things.
Right. Possibly. Well, I think if you looked at the program for Semtech this year, you'd not think it was as Semtech as it was. But anytime somebody said knowledge graph, they meant ontology. Anytime
really?
Somebody
I
said
thought they meant Google.
No, because so one of the big striking things was how many major players are talking web schemas and knowledge graph. They have their different uses, but they are explicitly wanting to be interoperable with each other and have maximal shared use. And some of them are still avoiding the O word. Others of them are saying, oh, yes, this is an ontology, you know, or this is an ontology-based knowledge base, which Wikidata is turning into. Wikidata was probably one of the most, was the final keynote. So even for people who were there, it was a small proportion who actually made it to this, but this was Denny Vrancic, and I don't have my notes open, but this was an extremely fascinating look at extending, creating a knowledge graph from what's in Wikipedia and then applying it back in automatable ways, in part to enable pages about the same thing or mentions of something in different articles that are in different languages to be linked together. That, my friends, is a concept or an entity. And the way they're treating it is very, I mean, Denny is very, you know, Denny, Randy Tissue Pretend of this is very, you know, has a long history of his dissertation research was on ontology evaluation. So,
exactly. I mean, he's one person you list at the ontology summit, if any.
Yes.
I mean,
talked to him a little
PhD
bit
thesis.
And opened a connection to talk further. He got very disenchanted with ontology evaluation for precisely right. many of the same reasons we talked about this year. And he was interested to hear that we had taken, that the summit had taken a a more engineering based approach. And I wasn't able to get time to talk to him extensively there, but he gave me the direct contact info and said he is still interested and would love to talk about it more. So that door is opened perhaps.
Fantastic. Get him to
rebuild the
our
connection. I'm working on that. I'm absolutely working on that.
Right. And he is the co-author of Semantic Media Wiki. I mean, for those who don't know. So between him and Mark Grosch, those two were the original author of the Semantic Media Wiki. So.
Mm-hmm. And Wiki Data is still working from that same vision, I believe. It's much bigger effort and it's driven by an actual problem that was happening for Wikipedia, which he described in his talk in terms of the pages for linking pages across the language specific Wikipedias involved. It was essentially done manually and involved for each one. They're completely separate, right? Each one. So Wikipedia in the German Wikipedia, its article on, I can't remember what example he used, but let's pick hybrid cars or something like this, right? Would include an embedded list of all the articles and all the other language-specific Wikipedias that were also about hybrid cars. And it was impossible to, and each of those other ones would have their own list. Obviously, if you've, I shouldn't say obviously, it depends on your experience, but to me, obviously, when you look at this and step back for a second, it kind of looks like a thin set, right? But a lot richer in accompanying data, and that is what I think that's the view that Denny and associates took. So the driving problem inside Wikipedia is to make those kinds of connections scalable, automatic, and usable in a network style fashion. And that's causing a knowledge graph with a lot of associated data to be built.
Great. So to keep the communication. And the last time he spoke at the Ontolog Forum was back when we had the Semantic Wiki mini series. So we'd love to have him back. So just one question before we go back. I mean, we almost have to start pinning down dates. But did the old work float around much or at all at Semtech?
Yes.
Or
it wasn't avoided. It wasn't avoided as far as I could see. I mean, there are a lot of people who were talking about things ontological who weren't using it, but there were also people using it without other people sort of cringing. It didn't one of the first two keynotes was from OntoForce talking about this enormous effort to keep people with unusual and not obviously profitable medical conditions from suffering and dying because they can't get the information or treatments they need, and using an ontology to enable that. And they're doing it. And that was a hugely well-received keynote on the morning of the 3rd.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. I guess we'll have to move on to the next segment, which is to get ourselves into narrowing down on specific event plans and so on. As I mentioned, out of the so many Thursdays ahead of us, I only have two dates marked reserved one for the Aura Smart Test textbook talk and one on the Rulock, maybe Rulock, Flora to Silk, I mean that line of ideas. So let me bring up maybe the calendar and we can work on from there. So this, I would need everyone's help in terms of what should we mark off. Crossed out July 4th as a no event date because that's Independence Day at the U.S. And so what else do we have in the near future? The only other event that is scheduled is September 19th, where Michael is going to run a session on the Ontology Summit 2014. The reason why Michael is there is we know for sure he will be around as one of the co-chairs, right, Michael? As the IAOA chair and the rest rest of the organizing committee isn't going to be around until much closer to the time. So Michael would be the appropriate person to run that. And everything else is open. So, Thursday's, up for grabs. Anyone, anywhere, back to Todd's earlier question. This is the time to talk about, do we want to take, half of July off, the whole of August off, or should we just continue? One thing good about Ontolog events is that we archive everything. If nobody shows up except for the chair and the speaker, we can look at it as a recording session. So, I mean, musicians or talents or whatever, I mean, go into recording sessions without an audience. So, I mean, we haven't had a chance like that, but it's totally possible. So we don't have to take any months off if people don't want to. And then again, if most people want to take a month off, I mean, in a year, that's totally understandable. I would, but if it comes to a vote, I'll probably not vote for that. What do other people think?
The last day of Triple AI in Seattle is July 18th, Thursday.
Yes. So you want us to, you think we should block off July 18th? So why don't we post that? Triple AI is what?
Association for the Advancement of AI.
No, I know Triple AI, which states? Yeah, that's Seattle, right?
Yeah, in Seattle, it's a good main conference.
The 15th to the 18th or the 14th to the 18th or something?
Yes, 14th, 18th, I think.
So anything to do with the serious AI stuff? I know you guys in the RULE-ML is going to have a workshop there, or things related to rules. We'll probably have to avoid that block of dates. We may or may not cross out that day quite yet, but at least it's noted. And any other sort of big holiday date blocks that they would block out, we should block out? I know usually we block out, like we black out July 4th, maybe the November 24th or thereabout, I mean, during Thanksgiving, and then pretty much the second half of December. Usually anything after maybe the 15th or the 20th, it's not going to have a real audience or participation. So those are the general dates that we black out.
Oh, Peter?
Yes.
I don't think I heard any consensus about August yet.
Right. I'm asking for opinion. Well, maybe Michael is there. Michael, are you still there?
Oh yeah.
You're best with running polls. Can you poll everyone on
sure. On
whether they want to take? I mean, what's the proposal? Take August off totally?
Yeah.
Okay, there's five Thursdays. I mean, that's a huge swath of dates. But okay, is this your proposal?
Well, unless we know that there are speakers that are raring to go for some of those dates, I would suggest, yes, block off August.
Okay.
And going into a studio to record something is one thing. Going to give a presentation to a no audience is another thing, Peter. They're not exactly the same. Well, there are, I realize there are similarities, but, you know, some of the studios are real nice.
Okay, so do we want to have any Ontolog sessions in August? Yes or no? And you can just click on the vote button at the very top of the chat room.
Actually, this is vote link from your post.
That's you.
Clicking on that one.
You want to place some bets before the voting's in? Abstain, Amanda.
Wow. Well, that is in your vote.
You need
what
I actually
you have.
I have a ground.
What is, no. Do we want to have any, no, sorry. Can I change my vote?
For a fee? Can I vote twice?
I guess so.
Looks like it.
There are 13 Michaels and 13 Hensons. Oh, 13 of you, Steve. Oh, there's 6 of me. Wow.
It'll go away. It's been slightly that.
Peter, you voted both no and yes?
I know. Yeah.
Indecision.
No, I read the question wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you want to reread the question. I said, do we want to have any Ontolog sessions in August? So if you say yes, then we will have sessions in August.
Right. I was thinking of, I mean, do we want to black out the entire?
Yeah, I thought there was too many negatives there. No one does not want to block out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like, let's see, counting it up, looks like the majority says yes. Okay, so looks like it's no.
So you can actually close the voting,
close
the ballot. And it'll post a decision or something. Okay, so the consensus is no Ontolog events in August.
I think what we can do, though, is if we identify like some series, then we can, and the champions can use August to kind of start planning for that in terms of identifying new speakers and contacting them, beginning them to block off time, you know, reserve time in September, October.
Yeah. All right. So, I'll have to read. So, will everyone read their own calendar? I didn't prepare well enough to have the fourth quarter dates on the master calendar quite yet. So read your own personal calendars while doing this. And so, assuming I have the two dates, the 20th and the 27th reserved for Aura and Rulok, so the next open date.
20th and 27th of July, you mean?
June.
Because
several people I've been talking to said, I mean, let's do it in June. I will be away in July.
Right. Okay. So, I just wanted to make clear when you said 20th and 27th. Okay.
Right. I actually researched it on the calendar if you look at the VNC. Right. So the next open date is July 11th and then 18th, 25th. Anyone wants to do something, let's do it 1 month at a time. So Mike, specific ones like, Michael, you did say about the book. So
right.
Let's go on specific ones. Going down the list. You want to carve out a date?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt. July 18th or 25th.
No, don't just look at July. Look at the rest of the year. I mean, you can say you want it in November.
Right. I prefer to have it a bit later on just to kind of do a bit more planning for that. I want to say October 3rd.
October 3rd? So can you type that onto the chat?
Okay.
Thursday, October 3rd, and then a rough title or something that tells us. So this would be a sort of IAOA Ontolog collaboration.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you can say that this could be a pure IAOA event, and I don't mind. I just wanted to be clear. Because IAOA is always welcome to use the facilities. Okay, that we have one. So going through the.
Well, Todd, when you were talking about reasoning, I think that's a really neat idea. So you want to, you know, just like block off some dates and then kind of, let's say, spend August planning over what, you know, you'd like to see. Who you'd like to hear?
What I'd like to hear and who I'd like to have do it are two different things, Michael. I really can't commit to doing anything for the rest of this year. If we want to push it off to next year, I can probably say something. I can say, yes, I would commit to shepherding that, but not this year.
Okay, so let me ask a clarification question. When you say reasoning, this would be a broader topic than the one, for example, which Michael and myself and a few talked about in Saarbrück, and I think it was like Earth Voice 2008 when we said we were going to do a mini-series on reasoners. Would that be the same, for question for Michael and Todd, do you see this as the same sort of thing or two different things?
Well, I'm not sure what you spoke about in 2008, but since this is the Ontolog Forum,
the topic was reasoners.
Well, it would probably be closer to that in that being we're looking at reasoning on ontologies as opposed to, I can't think of there are different types of reasoning, right? But we're only really concerned about deductive reasoning over ontologies. Or maybe we could do analogical reasoning over ontology, but probably close to inferencing and the tools that are out there, the products that are out there now for doing that, something like that. Unless, Michael, you think it should be wide or open.
Well, no, concretely, I mean, that's what I think that's what it would be. You know, you could have a series where you have, different Canadian tool vendors talking. You could have one session on that. You could have another session on kind of more open issues. You can have another session on how people are actually using reasoning. I can imagine, you know, putting something like that together.
Yeah, including logic programming, right? So that feeds into, the Grossoff's stuff.
I actually did talk to Grossoff, and I asked whether he wanted to do one session like an invited speaker or multiple sessions like an Ian Horrocks thing, or like to do a multiple session mini-series like Matthew West's database and ontology. And we, after the discussion, because he's not familiar, very familiar with our setting, it, the conclusion was he will do a first talk, but do it real soon, and then we'll gauge it from there.
Peter?
Which is good. Yes.
Let me jump in, because I have to go off to another meeting. This is in connection with something you said earlier. Would it be feasible and or would it make sense if we had a series of talks that would start, say, with Benjamin Grossoff and bring in someone from Silk and maybe the database stuff and move towards focusing on inferencing, you know, based on those environments or something like that?
Yeah, and then roll over to Hanson Gray's stuff on systems with that ontology group.
Yeah, no, I think this would make a nice, you know, series of things. I think it's just a question of putting the date down. I have to leave right now, but I think in terms of a theme that could be used to kind of populate the calendar in the fall, I think this would be something that we can do a bit offline.
Yeah,
yes,
we'll move up to support Henson's concerns and mine also. We really want to use this stuff. So how do you really want to use it? Well, to have any good value, you have to have some inferencing going on. Otherwise, it's really not necessarily worth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I have to go, everyone.
All right. Thanks for everyone who are able to join. So we're not done yet, but we should be. I guess there's a general direction since Michael and Todd is leaving. Leo, maybe you help capture that idea, that sort of series of ideas building out from Grossoff into sort of onto.
I'm going to be adding some stuff here because I'm interested in this too. So.
Right. So, and then we can build that into a series. Whether we lock the dates in, awaits to be seen. But let me go back to the things that are already outstanding. So, Amanda, do you want to block out a date to pick up your conversation on ontology of ontology evaluation? During the brainstorm, I didn't quite want to discourage you, but now that we're tying down dates, one, the dates are fairly precious, Thursday dates at least. So if you have a group that works, you can do it like OOR, so it could be a totally offline group.
I think that's probably better at this point.
Right. But you might want to pick a Thursday date to sort of start that conversation, because the Thursday dates, you probably have more participation and you can draw more people into sort of...
Unfortunately, given my schedule uncertainty right now, I don't feel like I can do that. I don't feel like I can commit to a date right now.
Pause then. Same thing with, I saw Ken Bukowski was in for a while and he's gone now. So otherwise, you could have also blocked out a date about the ontolog content on PSMW. Although we already have a project, offline project again, which is called PSMW Dev, that has been running for years. So again, we are doing that offline. Driving coordination with ICOM, Qomos, Fible. Michael is gone. We definitely want to carve out a date for ontology-based standards. Now, especially now that we are done, we took out August altogether, I definitely would want a date in July for ontology-based standards, and particularly for Qomos, and maybe a revisit on things maybe Ontolog can help with Vible. For example, where Vible wants to get support from OOR and things like that. But Mike Bennett is not with us today. So,
well, we have, you know, there's a standing conflict now between the open financial, now I'm trying to remember the full name of it. The Open Financial Data Group has been meeting Thursdays at noon, and that doesn't seem to be discontinuing.
Oh, can you put the, capture that onto
okay.
the chat?
Sure.
Yeah, Mike Bennett did mention something like that before, but he was still able to join some of our meetings. So, do you know how big is the meeting? Is it easier?
It's pretty big. I mean, it's David Newman is presenting today, and I don't think the Mike Sherwood wouldn't be able to move that, but the fixed participants list is people who receive the notifications is pretty long. I don't know how many people actually show up for any particular one, but there are enough financial industry people in there that I imagine it's a bit hard to move.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess of concern to us is how much overlap is that list with the usual suspects on Ontolog.
There's a few. Oh, three. Five or six.
Wow.
The more FIBO picks up, more people from the Ontolog community, the more. I think there'll be a conflict.
Yeah, and I remember even in Dennis Wisnowski's talk, he did say, "Oh, we ping people at the Ontolog forum." So that's
yep.
where he's sort of building
mm-hmm.
up his ontology support. Uh-huh. So, and what's their time again?
Noon on Thursday.
1 hour or 2 hours? If they are 1 hour,
shift
down by half an hour. If people remember, we used to start at 10:30 or 1:30 for some reason, because of the Ontology Summit and because of more European participation, we sort of pulled it in a little earlier. So what did, can you tell? Are they 1 hour, 1.5, 2 hours?
I'm trying to look at the recordings. They don't specify it, but they do record theirs, so I'm trying to see if I can get a duration on one of these.
Okay.
It's not in the metadata, so I'm actually trying to connect to one to see if a player will tell me.
Okay. While you're still looking at the date, let me try to answer Pavitra. Ontology for accessibility. Is there a lot of interest in that area?
Yeah, they this whole group of people that work with NITRD, NITRD, with accessibility, and they work with the industry everywhere to comply with 508, you know, to support disability like blindness and deaf and all that. So all the systems have to meet.
Are they ontologists within that group?
I like to know.
Working on an ontology?
No. I'd like to know whether there's anybody there who are already working on that. I think Microsoft, all of them may have, because, you know, when you start your Microsoft server, they'd ask you whether, you know, you need to There is 508 compliance for all the software vendors.
Sorry, I know Section 508. I used to work closely with Susan Turnbull, who actually crafted Section 508. I mean, at least
okay.
The team
and
crafted Section 508.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to know whether anybody has ontology for accessibility.
But if you know, if you're already talking to the people who are actively working on those, ask that group. You ask the group here, I mean, first of all, there are too few people now left on the call, and we don't.
Okay, I'm going to take that out. Because this is an ontology group.
You ask it on the Ontolog forum.
Okay, I'll do that.
That would be a wider.
I was just looking at ideas that you have the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking for ideas that would be of interest to the community. So the community being like members of Ontolog. I mean,
I'll just take that out.
Yeah. Find out. This could be a great topic. So, Harold.
Yes.
And Harold and Hanson. Are there dates and programs you want to carve out now? So it looks like we are not going to fill in all the dates, but at least we have enough inputs that we could do some background work and then propose schedules to everyone given all the inputs.
I will be free from mid-September onward.
You will what?
I will be available from mid-September onward. Starting mid-September, I will be free for every Thursday.
Fantastic. And do you want to run a series related to visualization?
Not on my own, but with Hanson and
others. Give a talk on Greylock.
Yes, both. I mean, I would really like to give a talk on Greylock. I could help with organizing a whole session related to all aspects of visualization, but only jointly with Hanson and others who are interested.
Okay.
Maybe we would need two or three organizers of the whole session. Notice I'm, of course, also very much a rule person, so this whole topic with RULOC is very close also to Rule ML.
Right.
And so my other interest, so I'm also very much...
Right. Right. So just now, Leo... mentioned. I mean, he wants to. So between maybe Benjamin, Leo, yourself, I mean, Mike Dean, I mean, unfortunate Mike can't join us, then we could drive a track down rules or somehow, I mean, if we map rules into reasoning, then, I mean, this will be interesting. I mean, this almost will require one session to plan out. So we could have a planning session for that series. Yeah, that would be good.
I would also have to say, so I'm not in all parts of visualization, only in the graph theoretical one. But I'm in all parts of rules, not in all parts of visualization.
I missed the last part of your sentence. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm kind of engaged in every aspect of rules, but not in every aspect of visualization, only in the graph theoretical aspects of visualization.
Right. But championing does not mean you have to be the expert on everything.
Right.
Championing means you know enough who to invite and spend the time organizing those activities.
Right. I would like to help maybe with at least one colleague, perhaps Hanson, if he would like to work on that as well.
Okay, then let me put this down. So Leo, Hanson, Harold, maybe we should have a planning session. to just plan out that series.
Right.
And you see visualization as part of that, or visualization as totally separate?
A good question. You can see it both ways around, but we could say graphs are a special kind of visualization. So we could have a larger session about all kinds of visualization, and then the graph theoretical part is only maybe one third of that.
Right. Yeah. So I think we should treat visualization slightly separately from that line of thinking about rules, application rules, reasoning.
Leo had
calling to certain applications and so on.
Right. Yeah, so Leo had in mind the overarching theme is reasoning, and then rules are part of reasoning. For instance, you can use rules to implement description logic, like disjunctive data log can be used, and reasoners for disjunctive data log can be used for description logic. So for people in the ontology community, often rules are an vehicle, auxiliary vehicle to implement DL reasoners. But Leo is also interested in visualization and graph, so there could be separate sessions.
So, yeah. So let me put down at least the key players. Did you say you're not going to be available July? Because, I mean, this we probably want to do this sooner. So it definitely not be July 4th. It will not be July 11th because you're preparing. AAAI will not be the 18th because that is the week of the. How about July 25th?
That would work.
Could work?
Yes, I am back from the US on that day.
Possibly July 25th. Then if you look at what I posted, I mean, the list includes Leo Hansen. Hansen, are you available July 25th? Hansen? Well, Hansen may be gone. So we don't know. We'll find out. But possibly July 25th. So that leaves me July 11th or the 18th to do the ontology based standards. Okay, August we're out, and then come September, maybe let's look at the first 2 weeks of September. Anyone wants to take on September 5th or 12th with existing things? Logic programming, LOD, healthcare, smart, cryptography, smart homes, cities. There were talks about getting onto IOP and CLV2 to sort of refresh the community on what they are doing. So, all right. So I guess we've exhausted all our possibilities, at least for now. So we'll work offline, and then I'll post some thoughts to the whole community, possibly when I announce the proceedings of this meeting, and then we can work on the mailing list some more. Anyone else? If not, this is it. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
I know.